Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we should be on Kuf Tes, but we're not. We're in Kuf Ches Samed Beis. The top, we're in Kuf Ches Samed Beis. We're speaking, of course, about the contrast between Shchutei Chutz and Halas Chutz. The differences, the similarities and the differences, and why the source is why we say, that, for example, Shnayim She'osalu, in the case like that, two people offer up a Haktara, the din is that they're both Chayiv, as opposed to the case of two people do a Shchita, and the din is that it's Potter. Or, for example, we have a Chilik. If a person comes and he does it for some other reason, he goes and he shechts it b'chutz. He's hungry, he wants to do it, he wants to eat, he's chayef. On the other hand, let's say he goes and he's maktir a murim b'chutz, and he does it for some other ulterior reason, not because he's being come to be violent. In that kind of a case, over there he's potter. The motive makes an afkamina. The Gemara says, of course, where we get the chilukim, whether we have ish, or we have miyutim, hahu, we have a hahu by both. Humi Bailai, the Gemara then read, says that we have shaygegana sumuta, which we have, we'll come back to this, some of them will come back to the din of what this means, shaygegana sumuta. And just to start off, we'll stop at the two dots. We'll come back to all these things. Just want to make sure that we do some Gemara here. Chomer Bahalah. Tana Rabban. We have a Chomer that we have Bahalah that we don't have by the Shechita. Tana Rabban and Ish. Batam Gleima L'Rabbi Shnaim She'omzu B'Aver. Like we just got finished saying. Two people hold on to an Aver. And they're both chayiv. Sheyachal, because I would have thought. Balei didu. Uba sheichet lehedyet shechayiv. If a person shechs to a hedyet and he shechs a korban that he did b'chutz, he's chayiv anyway. No matter what the motive is, he's chayiv for shchutei chutz. Shnayim she'osu b'sakin b'shechta b'turim. And, but yet, the din is, we have a mute. Shnayim that hold on to the socket and they shecht b'chutz, it's butter. Amayla lehedyet shepater. So if I say, a case even where he's amayla lehedyet, that's butter. So you see there that someone amayla lehedyet, that he's butter, you see that the din of halah is more kal than shchita. Let's say two people go and they do a haftarah, avadah should have the tour. Talmud Leibar, it's not like that. Sometimes it can be chayim more, sometimes it's weird putter. Talmud Leibar, Rishish, Divrei, Reb Shimon. Divrei, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Yaisi, Oimer. Hahu, Echad, V'lai Shnayim. We have a drasha that says Echad, V'lai Shnayim. In K, Talmud Leibar, Rishish. So I would say, why does it say ish nivatera kaloshen meneyada? We have a drasha why, according to me, before we were learning, ish is a ribui, the rabbi, shnayim she'osu b'yever. And the other Reb Shimon holds, the Reb Shimon, like we're saying now, Reb Yossi eva hu de'achad v'lo shnayim, he came out to have a lot of ish, it's not as a ribui, but rather it's nivatera kaloshen meneyada. Reb Shimon, hi, ahu b'vaylei, Limute, according to him, what do you have that? What do you do with the other drasha? Limute, shnayim, shaygeg, anu, subute, that the din is by them that they're putter. Reb Yaisi, who, hahu, Reb Shimon, hahu, lo darish. Reb Yaisi, mirahai, ish, nibatera kolashim neyadam. Ahu ish nami dibatera kaloshim and adam, ahu ish nami dibatera kaloshim and ayana. Yala sheikhit lehedyet minale de chayiv. If that's the case, then what does it mean? Your sheikhit lehedyet that is chayiv nachkale mi dami echashev lo ish ahu dub shafach. The afilu la sheikhit le ish. Even if he doesn't, so that, what's the other place where we'd be able to learn it out from? Even if the shechita is done, motivated not by doing it avayda, but he's doing it for some other purpose. The din is, and he's also going to be chayiv for the shechita. What's going on here? We have, of course, Tosfos. The top Tosfos comes. What does it mean? Is that Tosfos says shaygig anu sumuta? We need a pasuk to come to tell us that he's potter by shaygig anu sumuta. Sas kasha. Anus, lovely kra. Einus rachmana patre is always like that. There's always a din. If a person does any aver behind us, he's potter. Person does any aver behind us, he's potter. And over here, what I would have a mina. And over here, he's high and sas kasha lovely kra, pshita, the einus rachmana patre. Shema, maybe Tysus revises it. The Shema Hayadus is Prat Leimer Mutter. The word Anus over here does not mean that they force him to do it under a threat. But rather, it's not a Hayadus, it means it's a case of an Eimer Mutter. An Eimer Mutter, maybe that's the case. He thinks that if the din is, it's Mutter. The Tavon Lomeli Kra, Lemithre Bikaris, Shushayge, Shita. Bar Karmanu, it's a mushroom. So what do you need? A pasuk from Karmas? Shlomo sung the night of Chamina. Ilo maisi karvin. Ilo maisi karvin li havi bekaris. No li achar havas karvin dafgeksin in islach lo. The kapara only comes by karvin. And if he doesn't have the karvin, people think he's going to be chayef karvis. Very difficult thing. Wait. Up the Rashba of Kedushin comes and says a Gvaldig is really what a pelvic of things. The Rashba says the Havamina would be, what's this thing with Anus? Let's say a person Hayala Ladas, there's gonna be a Yahar Val Yavar for Shute Chutz, for a Behemishach Shute Chutz. Zuk the Rashba, yes. The reason is because if it says dam shafach, it means that the Torah considers him to be a shefach damim where he does it b'chutz. Since there is a custom that it has the status of a ritzicha, because the Torah was mechadish that it's a gedder of shmichas damim, and if there's a din by a nizargi the arayi shmichas damim of mesiras nefesh, then over here also there might be a din of mesiras nefesh for this din. Apple think and think. All the way to the other extreme. I mean, like they says, every case of honest, but I have a meaning of my honest. There's no honest Rachman of Patre. But the Rashba answers that the Pasuk tells us, Dab Shafach. Then in Chanavim, it says Dab Shafach. There's a din that the Torah equated it for whatever reason to the din of Shmichas Damim. And maybe that's why the din, maybe he should be Chayiv. We have another din here also. One thing we see, and that is, two people go and they do the shechita, they're putter. Now the klal that we have all over is Shnayim Shasu is always putter. Two people go on Shabbos and they are might see something from it together. They take a bench, take a chair, or they take a toothpick. They go and they carry it out together to a Rosh Hashanah, they're putter. Makes it afkamina, whether it's say yachol to say yachol or say eno yachol to say eno yachol. The klal is, the din is, person takes something which is light, picks up a sefer, and he takes it out to Rosh Hashanah from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. The din is, of course, that's how he's chayav on Shabbos. Let's say two people pick up this light sefer. One picks up one end, the other one picks up the other end, they both carry it out together. On Shabbos, they're putter. Why? Because it's Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol. This one could do it perfectly easily by itself, the other one could do it easily by himself. The Svar is, and we learn it from a pasuk, Ma'asaisa, and that says, if I would not have been played a role in taking it out, it would have been taken out anyway by you. If you would not have taken it out, it would have been taken out anyway by me. So I really am not the one to attribute the malacha to. Neither are you. Therefore, we're both potter. But let's say we don't pick up a sefer. We both pick up a heavy bench. I can't take out the bench by myself. You can't take out the bench by yourself either. It's a zeh eino yachol, a zeh eino yachol. Without you, it would not be taken out. Without me, it would not be taken out. Each one of us is chayav achatos. So each one of us is chayav achatos. Now we have this din of shnayim she'asu by shchutei chutz. What is the case exactly? Reb Kivanger Dodson says, what is the case exactly when we're saying they're putter? Are they putter only where Zeyachov is Zeyachov? Or are they putter even by Zeyno Yachov and Zeyno Yachov? This is like the Ritva that we have in Kedushin. The Ritva asked the Kasha, what do I need a pasuk over here to tell me that if you both go and you do the Shechita, the din is that you're putter? Asaisa is exeris akhazim. Who the Gemara says that if a person goes and he does one thing along, he does something, an aveira, with somebody else, along with somebody else, the din is your putter. So why would I have thought that over here, why would I have thought over here that he's going to be chayim by the case of shnayim she'asu? Kivega says, l'chayra, the answer is l'chayra is pashit. I should say pashit, but what is the Ritva assuming? The Ptur doesn't apply also by shnayim she'asu. If that's the case, then you don't learn that out from Masoisa. Then it is another case of your chayim. Maybe the chiddush over here is not your potter. Then again, maybe it's not like this. It's coming to tell me it's like everything else, or it's even more potter than everything else is. Well, it's not clear over here. So we have, I got something on how Rabbi Kivanger learned it in the Ritva. But the Ritva comes, and he says, Teva, what do we need a pasuk for this? Teva claiming it's sin by Saisa Achas, we call Mitzvah Hashem. And we darshan Echad Shosa Chayim Shnaim Shasu is Potter. Now, the Eagle of Ebu, we can say the Eastarif, because by Shkutei Chutz it says Ish Ish. Maybe it says so, it says Ish Ish. Therefore, I might have made a drasha the other way. It's not that it's smarter, I would have thought it's different. But if it says ish ish, I might have used it for a ribui. That comes to it, so it comes to counter that, and says, don't do it. So, Bebele, why in the end of your putter? The same thing about Saisa, but I have to exert Sakosuv to come to knock off the ribui that I otherwise would have made. And I use it, really, to come and tell me two bimur for halah. Maybe shechita is like halah. So therefore it neutralizes that. So the night of the rabbis, nami shnayim shechshachtu. Kamash v'lo nahu v'lo shnayim. That it's not like that. All right, so in other words, the way the Ritva is learning, it's really to counter the other drushes that I wouldn't know how to make with the other drushes. But now, so the question we have is, obviously, the chayra would come out from the Ritva. What will happen in case of two people shechting it b'chutz, v'zeh eino yachol, v'zeh eino yachol. Let's say it's a heavy socket or something. In such a case like that, over there, the mashmal something says that you would be chayim, it's not different than everything else. Of course, the tarot of the Ritva is where I'd like we have a problem, because Reb Shimon, in Shabbos holds, shnayim she'asu, even v'zeh eino yachol, v'zeh eino yachol. The din is that you're going to be potter according to Reb Shimon. So the shaila is, if you learn like that, what would happen over here? Again, they come a komenu laharach on that because we don't have time for. But there's a love this over here on this. But we'll leave it. But another thing I want just to bring out, the Makor Chayim in the Sivas, at the back of the Makor Chayim in Hilchos Pesach. He has, of course, Ha'aris on Arachayim. And we have the Klaris wants to know, let's say two people together are Ravashal Basar B'cholov. How many people? How's Kuskai and Malkus? Or is there a Tour Shrive Shosu? Two people go and they plow on Shvias. Shmias and Yo, you plow at Shmias, so it's a lot. Can't do that. So there's a Chiyah Malkus, we have the Gemara's in my cotton. In the cases there, there are two people, let's say, were Ivar and Isser together, Shnayim Shosel. And what we have is, the clear that we have is, are they Chayiv or are they not Chayiv? Is it a Ptur and Malkus also? Or it's only a Ptur and Carbon? We have it then, is it a Ptur? Well, where do we find it, Basai? So it's looking over here, the Gemara Lagabe Shabbos. Whether or not it's only a Ptur and Shab, whether it's a Ptur only in Chatos, or it's a Din in Lavin also. And that's the clear that we have, according to him. Two people will cook Basar B'chalav, they're both Chayim Malkus. Two people plow on Yontif. Two people plow on Yontif. The Din will also be. They may Chayim, Yontif is not Chatos. So in that case, let's say they both plowed B'mezid on Yontif. Or for that matter, Shabbos even. But, so what will happen? Maybe I should strike Shabbos from the record. Well, forget it. If we have a Shabbos, yeah, well, let's say Yontif. In a case, let's say where, oh, it's not a chat. From the Ritva, we see a Gevaldik Izzach over here, that the Ritva is the Kasha. The Ritva is, why do you need a Pasek? Why do you need a Pasek? By Shute Chutz, two people, Shnayim Shasu. They very push it. You need to, let's say they did a Bebezit. There's a Chim Malkis with a chorus. The tour is only a tour from Chatas. What's the Ritva's Kasha? From the Ritva, we see that the din of Shnayim Shosu, that it's Potter, is not only by a Chatas Barayim, not like the way the Nesif Islams. That's A. The Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos says another thing, and the Mashmalas of Arashi in Shabbos also, and that is that the din of Shnayim Shosu only applies by Shabbos, and it does not apply by other things. It's a separate din by Shabbos. From the Ritva, that didn't say it's Blachas Bach Shabbos, but maybe. And on the other hand, no, it's not because of the Blachas Bach Shabbos. That's what I'm saying. It's because of Urche, the Lashon of Rashi in Shabbos, only because it's not the derech for people to do it. And it is the derech to by says, by the case of say the Yachum, say any Yachum, therefore there it's Chayim. But from the Ritva, we see that it's not like that either. From the Ritva, we see that the din of Shnayim Shasu is much more universal. It applies by things not on Shabbos. Here he's asking Kasha by Shnayim, by Shechut Echutz. You see from the Kasha of the Ritva that it applies even for Malkus. Shnayim Shatu and Avera is not called an Avera. It's not called an Avera by either one of them. Or maybe you'll say it is an Avera, but it's not. And I think Rab Chayevis, Chatos, or Malkus, or whatever, Paris, whatever it is. But it's not limited to Shabbos, nor is it limited to carbon. You see, it's not limited to carbon. And therefore, that's what you see from the Ritva's Kasha. Now, it's Shaila is, what is the din by Zayni Yochel, like the way Rabbi Kivanger asks. And again, there's a lot more we could deal with over here. But again, but that's for us over here. This is, I think, what we will be able to do.
Why not?
Well, again, you see, the thing that we have here is also another thing. If Taisvis is learning the case like the way you're saying, it's Eimer Mutter. All right. So now, what's the case of Shoigeg? That's what you're asking me. Yeah. So Chayra, what he means, Taisus, by Shoigeg is, he didn't realize that it was Behemoth's Kodshim. If we're talking, Taisus, how do you define Itis? So he said, I'm our mother. But that's how he thought that it was, once he didn't know it was Kodshim, but that's a problem, that it's Misasik. The way Taisus holds at Shabbos, let's say a person go went and he shechted a Behemoth, unaware that it was a Behemoth's Kodshim, he thought it was a Behemoth's Kulin. He's potter from carbon because it's a case of misasik asher chotaba. Even where, not even it's a case of asher chotaba pratla misasik, which is a tour and even in kolater. It's not only by Shabbos. Also, did belachus by Shabbos. We're talking about shnutei chutz. If he's under misconception,
Like a person we had, like we talked about, a person said, too much mikdash even. As soon as mikdash is shaking, how is he going to be chayav and oil the yomid? If he's not aware that he's in the mikdash from Kineger's Gasha, the chayav is potter because it's a guy's on Misasek. He thought he's walking in a house. And it turns out he's walking in the base of mikdash, betumah. So why is he chayav? So it's a case of Misasek. All right, these are a couple of the highlights, just a couple of highlights, maybe the, what we have over here also. Hela b'chazar v'hela. Now what else does it say? It says over here in the Mishnah, hela b'chazar v'hela, he did it multiple times, he's chayav multiple chatois. Now, what is he chayav for? But in din of halah, how much does he have to do? What we have is, what the Mishnah say, perhaps we'll go back to the Mishnah for a second. Here we have Amayla, here the Gemara brings, the Mishnah says, that what we have, also be Eber, Mehelo Chayim, Hela, Mechazar, Mehelo, Mechazar, Mehelo, Chayim, Al-Kol, Aliyah. Even Reb Shimon. And Rabbi Yaisi, I'm an Eid of Chayim Ela Achas. Rabbi Yaisi holds that he's only Chayim one. Okay. So he's Chayim only one. There's no by cases. Let's say we're talking even. What is the din, by the way? Here we're talking about Halah. What about if a person, what will we talk about this? Let's say a person shechted five behemoths, b'chutz, five karbonis b'chutz.
I knew Rebbe was going to ask that precious friend. Yeah, I knew it. I was waiting for this.
Yeah, let's say a person shechted five behemoths.
I knew b'chutz. It.
What's going to be the din over there? So what we have is, the Rabbi Weissnais holds, the Shkogis, that he's only chayav one chatos, not like the way Mordechai said. And l'chayav, the way the Mishnah Melech does, the Mishnah Melech we died on this case too, because l'chayav, we should say, like Mordechai is saying, what is the din? For example, the Tosfos Rit says, if a person took five pieces of chaylev from five behemoths, five live behemoths, the din is five chatos. Gufo b'chlokim. Case of Gufa Machlokim. The Chayrab, and what my Shechita, it's live behemoths, they're always live Gufa Machlokim. I would think that the din is that you're going to be Chayef for, you're going to be Chayef February on Gufa Machlokim. It's even though it's done with one Helen, Aval Pikain, it's done with one Helen, but Aval Pikain, he should be Chayef by because of Gufa Machlokim. Or not. Or we could definitely dine on the same thing. Let's say at Shabbos, a person traps five behemoths. He trapped five behemoths. How many chatos is he chayav over there? Say there, over there. No, separate bison. No. Separate bison. He laid five traps. Five times, behel mechad. How many chayavs? He did what? Gufo b'chlokim? Or is it not gufo b'chlokim? The Pashas, we would even say like that. What would happen? We have not this enough meneizer. Not like this. But what would happen? It's going to be telling us. On the one hand, you have that Tosfos Rit who tells us that there is a din of, we have that there is a din we could be regarded, in, at least, like having the din of Achilles Chalim. It's regarded as separate chatos. It's gufa b'chlokim. On the other hand, where the b'ishchut echutz, the rabbi holds that it's going to be chayav only one chatos. Where, so what is the criterion and how do we reconcile these things?
Shabbos,
same thing. Shabbos, well, we don't know Shabbos. No. Well, again, we're talking, what would happen? We're talking, that's the, what is the din by Shinga Shabbos? He did five, he trapped the behemoth five times, or for that matter, he shechted the behemoth five behemoths. He shechted five behemoths on Shabbos, Shigig HaShabbos. How many chatos is he chayev?
Once. In the Shabbos, he did Shabbos,
12
on Shabbos, Shigig
HaShabbos,
she was 16 of the
rites, 12 malachas. No, I'm talking about Shigig HaShabbos. We're talking about Shigig HaShabbos, let's say. He's a Shigig HaShabbos of Shechita. He did five behemoths. How many chatos he chayev? So you would think, Baal Batish. What? I'm not sure what you mean. Yeah? Yeah? Well, it might make enough gemina, Lagavi, what you're saying. Yeah. All right. It might make enough gemina. Well, we have a machaisen. A bossy rak, lahayach. And bossy rak lahayach, and it might be talui, but you, what Tov is saying, good thing that we have it from Eretz Israel, the Avir of Eretz Israel, blew in over here. But it could be talui also, and what the understanding of Malacha Shabbos is. Is Malacha Shabbos, what, how we understand Malacha Shabbos? It's a din the chepta, or it's a din in the, or it's a din in the activity that the person is involved in. Is it because the person is engaged in creative acts? Is that to get it together? Like, that's what I think what Dov meant. We have rise, by the way, that it, by the way, that it's not like the way Dov said, but we'll live, but it's a thoughtful thing. In other words, we can clarify there are two ways. Is it because the person is engaged in creative acts? That's why he did a malacha on Shabbos. Or, we do not, the Rebbeinu Shlalom in the Torah told us, we are not, things are not able to be created on Shabbos. You're responsible for something being brought into existence that was not there before. Not because it's an issur of the creative act, it's an issur of the creation. And the fact that something was created. And Lebrai is, of course, beyond the scope of what we're dealing with now. And it could be, it's also going to be totally in that. For further discussion, if you want, go look at my safer and deal with this. Alright, now. What do we have here? Amari Shlokish. Hell of a Chosamel Amarish Machlaikis Bidalad Vehei Varim. Machlaikis between Rab Shimon and Rab Yaisi. That we have in the Mishnah is where he, what did he do? He, was makriv four or five eivarim. The Marsava cake said, what does it say in the Pusik? Lazais oisai. Lazais oisai. Al hashalai b'chayim eino chayim al hachasar. We have the Pusik. The Pusik says, yeah, that says last I say say. You have to plus maybe I'd be bored. Yishish be base asher yishat kol karmen bin chaska bevelted with my bel pesach ayol bayed lo hay vil hakri karmen lashem lifnei mishkan asher dam echashem lo yishahu dam shafach no nechmas hayishahu bi karev abal. The Pasuk says, he did not bring it so. So we learned out from there. What do we have? Your chayim has to be a dover shalom. What does it mean, dover shalom? Tzim bechamo. We had the Mar Savar Kiksib Lasasa Allah Shalai Bukhai Vedachayim Allah Chasar. And that means what? Akal Behemak Siv. You have to do the act in an entire behemoth. You do a Kizayas and Aver, not enough. You're not chai for that. You have to be makriv the whole behemoth. Or at least the whole behemoth that is available. Or Akara, for example, let's say an Ayla, we hear the difference. Let's say he goes and he's over Shute Chutz by a Shlomit. What are you going to tell me? Over there, he has to be Makrav the Busser also. Even the Busser is earmarked for Achila. What do you mean? He's going to be Chayv. He has to, you're going to be, he's not Chayv for Halah by a case of a Shlomit. What it means is, the whole thing that's available. Right. Okay. But you have to have the whole behema. Kol behema ksiv. Umar sofar. Kol aver v'aver ksiv. You don't have to have the whole behavior, but you need a whole aver. Abol aver echad. But let's say you have pieces of what aver. You don't have, you're makrif different times. You have different isurim because every one that you did was a chatzi aver. You did an aver twice. A chatzi aver, then you did another chatzi aver. Were you, I was back of a chatzi aver, somebody else was back to a chatzi aver. There everybody holds, there everybody holds your only chayv. That's Rish Lakish. The Torah told us this, that the machlekes that we have is b'makom where there are dalad v'heyevarim again, bar savar, that you're not chayv unless you have the whole behemoth. The one says you're chayiv for every single aver, and the other one, but everybody holds that you're not chayiv. Abel aver echad, everybody holds that you're not chayiv. The machlekes, whether we have to have a whole behemoth, or whether you're chayiv by every aver. And that's the machlekes that we have. Rab Yechanan Omar machlekes be aver echad. No, the machlekes is by one aver if you split it in two. There'll be two in two, but split different pieces. The Masafa Muktare Pnim Sheikh Chasru. If one holds Muktare Pnim that are only, you're only being backed here part of it. The other part, you're not being backed here. Muktare Pnim is supposed to be brought Bifnim after the Shechita that was done Bifnim, Sheikh Chasru. The Hela Bechutz is Kayev. The Masafa Pater, the other one holds that you're Pater. The Machlekes is only by one Aver. Not the way Rish Lakish learned it. Avo bedalad v'hei varam divrei akol chayev akol aver v'aver. Here, everybody holds your chayev by every aver. Every aver is a separate iser, a separate chatas. Upliga diulah yamarula akol b'ayde b'mutar b'nim shechasru v'helu b'chutz shechayev. Everybody holds that your chayev, even in shechad aver. And the machlekes that we have is only by Muktare Chutz, where the Shechita was done on the outside Shechasru, the Hello Bechutz, the Bar Savar, and what holds at your putter, not like Muktare Pnim, Umar Savar Chayiv, and the other one holds your Chayiv. Ikidiyami Amarula, called by the Muktare Chutz, Shechasru, the Hello Bechutz, Shehu Putter. Maybe everybody even agrees there that you're putter. And the machlekes is leinechugol mutari pnim shechasru behelo b'chutz. The bar savar putter. Ubar savar yechayim. Uplingi the avod Shmuel. And argues on avod Shmuel alish uplinga the avod Shmuel alish lekab at the ula. The omar avod Shmuel. He argues and he says, Kiman, mahatrinin paikin, lekabim is beyach. Like, whom is it that we bring the things that spurn off the Mizbeach, pop off the Mizbeach? The like Rav Yaisi, because according to Rav Yaisi, the Yadazan of the Rashi here tells us, it's the Loka Rav Yaisi. Why, the Kaven de Bifnim, B'neha K'tara Ninu. Why, because what, since Bifnim, these are called B'nai Akhtara, the Aval Gav, even though it's Chosru. Therefore, B'chutz Nami, B'chayet, since therefore B'chutz Yerosei Chayet, because of Akhtara, the Muk being Makhtar, a Chatzi Aver, is also called Makhtar. The Aval Gav, the Chosru, B'chutz Nami, B'chayet, and Makhtarei Pnim, Shechosru, the Hell of B'chutz. Alma, Chasav, Arvun, Shmuel, the Rabbi Yaisi, Makhtarei Pnim, Shechasru, the hell of a chutz palik. Which, what's he talking about? It says, Alim and the Rabbi Yaisi, he's talking about Mutari chutz, Mutari pnim. And therefore, according to the first lashon of Ula, where he said, what did the Ula come and say? I call my name the Mutari pnim. Shechasru, the hell of a chutz shechayiv. The machlaik is all by Mutari chutz. Therefore, when it comes over here and he says, Pligidi avod Shmuel, or the, he argues that the Lishna Kaba of Ula, who said, because he said that the dead is, Kvam Mahadrin and Paikin, the Kaba Mizbech, the low, Kareb Yaisi. Because according to Rabbi Yaisi, we have, it comes out that's where the it's not called Rabbi Yossi because those that it's not called the Haktara. See what he said, a call by that again, but Mutarek Pnim Shachasu Behela Bachutz, that he's Kayev, like Nechluku Elamu Mutare Chutz Shachasu. The local Rabbi Yossi, the cave of the Gan, Taimashi says, the Bifnim, their B'nai Haktara Nidu, the Aval Gab, that it's Chasru, Bachutz Nabi Bachayim, but Mutarek Pnim Shachasu. The hell of a chutz. Says, Alma, Kasava, he holds, the Abu Shmuel, the Rabbi Yossi, what is he going back on? Abu Tarek Pnim, Shechasu, the hell of a chutz. Oh, he's got over there, the dead is, and he's going to be potter. Well, again, what's he saying? Again, I'm not. No, but I'm going to say the Lishna Kaba. The Pligi, the Avod Shema, Lishna Kaba, the Ula, who said the Abba Kabad Mahadrated Paikim, Lagabe Vizbeyah, the Loka of Yaisi. Yeah, the Loka of Yaisi, because he argued on that. Yeah. Of course, he heard that because he holds that it's not Akhtar. Yeah. So good. So that's not like the Lish Mekabah. The Eino Chayim Achiyala. Now it says again. So we have a big machlokes, this, by the way, of course, that we refer to on Kuf Zayin, Amud Aleph. When Gemara says, how much do you have to be mocked here? How much do you have to be mocked here, Bechutz? You need ala shalom chayim ein chayim ala chaser. What is that shalom? We chayim ala chaser for what? The whole behema? We're talking about an aver? Or kizayis? Kizayis, even the Gemara says, yes. Yeah. That's a different, the difference of three sheets. Ein chayim ad shiyala. Yeah. And Amar Rav Huna, by time at the Rebbe Yossi, Dixiv. Oh, now we have another machlokes. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, what do we have? We have a machlekes. How do you go about doing haktaris b'chutz in order to be chayiv? Rabbi Yossi ena chayiv elachav ena chayiv atshiyala l'roish ha-mizbeach. You bring it on top of the mizbeach, which means what? And Rabbi Shimon says, even if you do it on a selah. We said yesterday, what's the difference between a sela and an evan? What's connected to the ground? One is loose in the ground, but Rashi tells us, Shiyala the Rosh HaMizbeach, Sheyivna Mizbeach L'Shein Ka. He built the Mizbeach for the Haktara. The Yala, the time of the first Mikbar. On the other hand, but it's not Stabas Sela. What's the difference? The Mizbech is made up of multiple stones. The Mizbech says that it's made up of multiple stones, and Rashi says, multiple stones that were designated and built for that purpose. On the other hand, if you learn the other way, it's going to Reb Shimon. You go and you put it on a natural Sela, an unnatural Sela. What is this machlaikis? This machlaikis has Gemaldike ramifications. How? Amar Rav Huna by time into Reb Yossi, Dixiv, Vayiven Nayach Mizbeach LaShem. What kind of a din is this, the din of Haktaras Chutz? That you're chayiv for Halas Chutz. Halas Chutz is where you do a Haktara, which is a legitimate Haktara for a bummer. What are you doing? This is not stopping you and you burn it. It means you do the haktara, which is regarded as a legitimate haktara for a bummer. How you would do it in Neifik Evite. If they would bring a haktara in Neifik Evite, how would they do it? That's how they would do it. And we have the precedent for it, the template of how to do that. is Noach. Noach is the one that brought the Baba. He's what? He brought a Baba. He brought it. The Gemara is telling us. Yeah. It was a Reach. You're right. That's a problem. There is a problem. We talked about it, of course. Amar Avuda Baikla says there, Reach Nichayach. Over there, there's no Reach Nichayach by a Baba. Very good. I'm impressed. Amar Avuda Baikla, time into Rabbi Yisrael. By even Noach, he's Beach Lashem. Amar Rabbi Yechon, by time into Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rav Shimon hold? All you have to do is bring it on a psela or an evan. They say, Vayikach Manoyach. By Manoyach is Shimshin. Vayikach Manoyach es Gideho Izim. There's a mincha. Vayala la tsur la Shem. He brought a carbon also. On a tsur. He brought it on a tsur. Vidachtami Babsim. Vayivan Mizbeach la Shem. It doesn't mean that it was a real mizbeach. It means that he brought it up on a high place. See the way Rashi says, well, he didn't do it as lechayvus mizbeach. He did it just kederach kol haaretz as she nayach to use for the purpose that he's using it for. You can't learn from there, it was only Harasha. Why? The Mizbeach, we have it Russia. A Mizbeach goes only in the Mikdash. Outside, it's above by Obama, you don't have that. The Fikach, therefore. Tell all our sella, all our heaven. Chayef, Yechayef. Yatza Mivayelay, what's this? So the Gemara says, so you did it? What does it mean, Yechayef? Now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Yatza Mivayelay. What's that? Yatza Mivayelay. Well, so it says, we have even the Bach. Aloev Chayef, Yatza Mivayelay. Like Achikam, Lefikach Bishas Iser Hababes. That's what? What we talk about there for Yotza. What does it mean Yotza? Bivayli Achikam, Lefikach. When we're talking about what he is, so what are Yotza when you bring a carbon on a bum? Yotza, Bivayli. The Kavan Yabar Amy's Beach, the bummer. Bishas Heter Hababes, it's going on. Therefore, what you really should say is whether you're Yotza, the carbon on a bum that way. Then a Harabi, so the Gemara says, Yotza Mivay Achikara. Lefikach Bishas Iser Habamas. Not Heter Bamas. Lefikach, whether it's an Iser Bamas, Abay Lalo Evan, Alo Evan Chayev. Not Yotza, which would apply Bamakam where you're talking Bamakam Isman Heter Habamas. So therefore, that's what's did there. In other words, if you hold, Noach is the template for Obama. It's not that passion. Where did Noach bring the carbonus? The Rambam told us. He brought it. He didn't bring it where he was, Tom. He brought it in Har Moriah, Namacham Abingdus.
Where did Abraham? How did he get from Hari Arat to
the cases that we have over there? Where there's that, so what we really are talking is, the Gemara is using saying, that he did it as a bummer, but Alpha became, where did he do it? In the Makam HaMikdash. So now it's not so pushing. L'chaira, did it have a din mizbeach or did it have a din bummer? Besides the Rav Nichayach, but the Gemara is telling us that it could be a bummer, was a bummer just because it was in the Makam HaMikdash, does not mean that it was a mizbeach. It's conceivable. You could have a makam in there, but had a din of a baba. Anyway. And otherwise, makam sheyikha Hashem also, the same thing. But you see over here that the template of what the whole thing is, that it has din a baba. And chaps surviving that freedom. Remember, we have taisun tafkid beis. Is there a din of imalo lo yerdu by a baba? If there's a din of imalo lo yerdu by a baba, Taisa says, the Gevaldige Zach that we have, that there's a din of it, and everybody mutchitzach on the Taisvis. How can it be? Tais says there's a din of Yamalo la Yerdu. What a bummer. Now, what's the criterion for Yamalo la Yerdu? Why is the Mizbeach Mekadosh? Because it has a din of a Klisharis. What kind of Klisharis? You don't have a Klisharis on a bummer. How can a bummer be able to be Mekadosh? How can there be a din of a Mizbeach Mekadosh? Or the Baba, where the Baba is not a Klisharis. A Mizbeach could have a din of a Klisharis. That's Kedusha. The Baba doesn't have the Kedusha, so how can it be Mekadosh? There is none, you're right, 100%. And therefore, so how could there be a din of a Malala Yerdu? The Rat says an Arsameach, but it's a Peladiki thing. Might as well just say it. I see Lukovit, Baruch David is here also. I didn't even know, I don't see him. He's hiding behind the icon over here.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm here. I want to hear the rest of that.
Maybe you didn't comb your hair yet or something. I don't know. So what, let's say what we talked about. So the Arsaman says that Taisvis, which says that it's a din of Yimala lo Yerdu, is totally in this machlaikis between Rav Yaisi, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yaisi, whether or not you had to build a Mizbeach, or whether it's an Eved or a Tzur, whether that's good. If it's an Eved or a Tzur, so it's nothing. It can't be a din of Yimala lo Yerdu, because it's not, doesn't have a Shem Mizbeach, that's Mekadosh. Mashem Kane, let's say you hold that it has to be a Mizbeach, then there'll be a din of Mizbeach Mekadosh. Pella is that even if you learn that it is like that, like Rabbi Yaisi, but it doesn't have a Kedusha of Kedushas Klisharis. What difference does it make with the Tsurav? Let's say you're Ben Chanak, so by Obama, whether you can do it, you can't do it on a Tsur. You can't do it on a stone or a rock. But you have to do it, you have to build it with the Tsurav of Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach doesn't have Kedusha. What difference does it make? So how can it be Mekadosh? This is a problem that we have. And what? The pastor is because we're speaking over here about a Baba Tana. You're using it as the template for a Baba. Use the template for a Baba Tana. And a Hanami.
No.
Why do you say so? I think because he had to do it afterwards. All right, but it didn't happen. Didn't like that. I mean, but it's not a chayvus man, like a chatos or an oshim. It's not that. So anyway, if you're going to give it a din of a baba, you're going to have to be mechalbati those korbanos chayva or not. Okay, doesn't have a din of regular korbanos chayva anyway. But now by Rav Yaisi Rechaimina, Karen, who's the Gemara going like over here? Karen, Mekevesh, V'yisoyd, V'rivua, all these things are Ma'akim, of course, by the Mizbeach. If you don't have a Karen, the Mizbeach is possible. If you don't have a Kevesh, possible, V'yisoyd, V'rivua, Ba'ahu, Shiakva, B'bama. Should it's Ma'akim by the Bama, or is it not, if you hold... This is like Rabbi Yaisi. If you all like Rabbi Shimon, it's a tougher push. It doesn't have to be a Mizbeach. But if you all like Rabbi Yaisi, it has to be a Mizbeach. And what about these things? Amalein Rabbi Yerbiya, Tanya, Karen, Mekevish, Verivua, Viyasayid, Ma'akvin, Mababa, Gedayla, Viyabakvin, Mababa, Tana. So they're not Ma'akvin by Mababa, Tana. Even if you hold that it has to have to be a Mizbeach. But these things are not Ma'akvin. I ask you, Shimon Rabbi say. We have Rashi says, Karen Bikavish, be his side, very much the Kaimalot, the Ma'akvi, the Mizbeach, a Mishkan, their Kutche, Maoshi Yaku, Babas Yachid. What we have over here is, I think we brought it up, I don't know if we brought it up or not. Did the Mizbeach at the time of the Mishkan have a Kevesh? We know that it had a Karen. That's the Parshas Truma. Right? Parshas Truma, we have that. Rivua? Abada had Rivua. What about the Kevish? Did the Mishkah, the Kibbutz of the Mishkah, did it have it or did it not have it? Doesn't say anything there about the Kevish.
How do you know the upgrade about
the Kevish?
That was the
10 hours
fine.
Well,
put it down.
But kind of a ladder.
What?
Then they got up. In which case, they have, so what, did they have a Kevish or not? From Rashi we see. Well, Rashi, we have a Rashi before, really. That's not a Kibbutz, the Keranaira. The Keranaira tied us that it did not have a Kevish at the time of the Mishkan. We have a Keranaira before, it doesn't look like Sabach Gimel, that it did not, but from Rashi we see that it did. Rashi, let's take another look at the Rashi. Keren, Vikevish, Viyasai, Ferivua, the Kaimela, the Ma'akvi, the Mizbech, HaMishka, the Pair, Kutchim, Kutchim. So there, Sabi Yadiyah. Sabi Yadiyah that we have here, Yadiyah, that even in the Mishkan, even in the Mishkan, that had, Kevin had these things, and they're Ma'akiv. Achad, Kanche. One second.
Okay, now.
The rabbi say, yeah, okay. Echad kachib sherim. The echad kachib psulim. Shahaya psulim bakaitish. There were psulim bakaitish, which means what? There were, let's say there was a thing that's going to be like Gabi Deva, if he melo la yerdu. The hikriva bakhutz. Chayiv. And what else do we say? Hamayla kizayis, minha ailo, minho emurim. Bechutz is chayiv. These mayla kizayis from the ayla, the ayla, let's say the basar of the ayla. Uvil minho emurim. Chatzi zayis, Rashi says, mizeh, vachat mizeh, vachatzi zayis mizeh. He's chayiv to kula kolil. Should really mention, I'm not going to go into it. But just to mention it, to for people to think about. When we talk about a carbon ayla is, of course, kulo kolio. Don't be me. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. You can tell them over to Claire and see if they can bring rayas to this. We're not going to allow to delve into the rayas of this. When we talk about a carbon ayla, it's kulo kolio. The Amurim, the Basar, but then the Gatsazach has to be burnt on Gabi Mizbech except for the Yar. And of course, you know, some is forgetting about Lofa, about the Kronis, in a case where it was separated, it wasn't Mechubarim anymore. But, is there a din of Akrabas Amurim by all other Karbonis, or it's one big cholent? Of a murim and basar, there's no difference. The din is kula kala finished. By every other carbon, the basar has its din. Every other carbon, and of course there's the main din of the carbon, the haktara, of a murim. Is there a din, such a concept of haktara say murim that we have by an island? I get just the lotion of the Mishnah. But the rise that we have, whether or not to this. Umino aimah malach chizayis from the island. And from the Amurim, if they're together, they're able to be mitznarif. We have that. Take it. And now what? Tad Rabban. Asher yalo yalo yalo. Minayin the Rabban say, Muri Yoshim, Ve Muri Chathos, Ve Muri Kachim Kachim, Ve Muri Kachim Kalim. Tabad Lema Zevach. So it applies. But the Pesach started off by saying, Asher Yala Oila Oisevach. And now it says, but the din, of course, of Haktara's Chutz, Halas Chutz, is not only by an oil. It's good by everything. Tabad Leibar Zevach. And that tells you that all the Karbonis are also right for the din of Halas Chutz. Menayin L'Rabbis HaKoymitz. Now, what about this? Menayin L'Rabbis, what about Nata Zevach? Haktara of other things. For example, Binayim the rabbis, HaKoimitz, Bahalavaina, that the Levaina that's brought together with the Koimitz, the Dinam of the Levaina, that we have Ayamincha, Bahaktiris, or Ubichas Kayhanim, where there is no Tmitsa, and our Achila, Ubichas Kayrabashiach, or even Bahamanasek Shleishes Lugim Yahyan, or Shleishes Lugim Mayim. How do you know over there? There's a din of halah. Chavad loymar v'al pesach hayom bayed lo yivienu. Kol haba l'pesach hayom bayed chayovin ala mechutz, chutz, chutz. V'ein li ala kutshim k'sherim. V'nayin l'rabah is a sulim. How do you know that if you're going, you're back to the emurim of kutshim sulim? The Ivarim that are not right to be, that there's no din, it's also to bring them al Gabi Amizbeah. Kigain, you brought the Amurim of a carbon, where Kainalot Vahayayse, Vahatabe, Vishadishchat Futsluzvada, Vahutslin Kaimai, Tvarim that are possible with Pingol, Vishakibubsulin, let's say, the Zar was Mikabal the Dab and possible the whole carbon, Kimmy was Mikabal the whole Dab. And he passed the carbon of Zarko Estabal. He passed the carbon, so there's a din. And the carbon is passed, you can't bring it on Gabi Amizbeach. It's also to bring it on Gabi Amizbeach. But he taught him Lamata Shinoslam Lamaila. But he taught him Lamaila Shinoslam Lamata. But he taught him a chutz Shinoslam Bifnim. You go and you went to the Zrika in the wrong place. But he taught him Bifnim Shinoslam a chutz. Or even the Pesach Machatla Shinosan Shaloli Shmam, where of course, as we all know, it's possible. Minayin, how do you know if you're Makter the Emura of that your Chayef? Tabelebelein Vienu Lasais. Kol Hamistabel be Pesach Hayom Bayet Chayavin Ola Machutz. And the din is over here your Chayef Machutz because it's right for the din of Imalu lo yerdu, even though the din is lo yalu. The din is, of course, lo yalu. But the din is imalu lo yerdu. And therefore, the din is you're going to be chayim for all these cases that I'm soon. Just as a side thing, coming everybody else was a number pushing. And we always said it like this, but this is beferish. By Zrika Shalayim, by Zrika Shalayim in Kaima, if you hold like Shmuel, on Dav Chavav, that it's, and he holds that it's a meratza, but even the satim chemal amizbech lechaper. So it says the chaper is satim, the not for achilu. What about aktaris eimurim? So we always have about aktaris eimurim is not. You see over here, aktaris eimurim is also aser. Moser and eimurim is the same thing. The only thing where it says, and even the satim chemal amizbech lechaper, the only thing that's right for is from our kapari. The gemara is beferish over here. That you're not allowed to be matter either by his rikushlovim kaimai. Hamalek is Zayas. Mean ha'ayla. What does it say here? Zayas min ha'ayla. We're not saying over here that you have to be matter of eskula. We're not saying you have to be matter a whole aver. Like Zayas. I love a morel in. You mean shlomit, meaning what? Shlomit. Let's say basar shlomit v'emurehem lo. You can't be mitzdar of that. Of course not. Because what do you do with the basar of the shlomim? It's basar shlomim could be mitzdar of. Not the basar, could not be mitzdar of. Basar oil, yeah, but not basar shlomim. To me, the Lord of the Torah, Rabbana, I love Emu Rehel, mitzdar from the Kizai, Islam, Laisa, Bechutz. Melechai, Malam, Shub, Pingo, Naisa, Mitamed. Fine, Mishlai, Mahalas, Ayla, Dikali, Olin. Shlomim, lo, we understand that. That's good. Shlomim came because it's Basar. The Basar of a Shlomim cannot be Mitzdarif for a Murim. That's Basar. The Lepigal V'Naiser V'Tamei, what does it mean that that's Mitzdarif? My time. But it's not. Kol HaPigulim Mitzdarifin. Kol HaNosarim. Everything's Mitzdarif for Kisayis. Kasha Pigul HaPigul. Kasha Naiser HaNaiser. Neymar says, because Pigul the din is you can't be Mefagel by doing the wrong thing. Pigle a pigle like Kasha. Kabe pigle, kabe machshava as a pigle. Avani, you can be mitzdarif. A chatzi zayis, a busser that was pigle, with something else that was, with an aver, for Haktar that became possible. And I said, but there's a difference. He came in with Starif. A Chatzis Eis, I'm going to be Makter Chutz Lizmano. With a Chatzis Eis HaBosser, that I'm going to eat Chutz Lizmano. That already you can't do. Right. Once it's pig l'chal, you can eat it. You can be the star by Shas Achila. Nicer also like Hashem. Kaba nicer, kaba sheni taisro. Achila nizrak adam. Here it's where it became nicer after this Rika, as opposed to, because there is nothing nicer before this Rika. Amani Rabbi Yeshua he, and therefore it goes like Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, Imer. Kol has vachim shebataira. Shani Steyer Bohem Kizayis Basar. Or, Kizayis Kailan, where Kizayis Kailan? Zarekis Adab. Chatzizayis Basar, Chatzizayis Kailan, Edo Zarekis Adab. This is our Rabbi Yeshua. He made Basar Adab. Uviyala, Chatzizayis Basar, Chatzizayis Kailan. In that case, because it all goes on the Mizbeach, Zarekis Adab. Leishikula Kalo, all goes on the Mizbeach for Akhtara. Umimcha, Bilakula Kayemes. No, Yisrek. You can't be Zarek. Mincha, I have Edita. You mean the Mincha's Nesachim that we have? Mincha, Mincha, what's Mincha to do with the carbon? Amra Papa, Mincha's Nesachim again. I rather Mincha by Amra Papa, Mincha's Nesachim, Haboyim Azebach. That does not count. If you have a Mincha that remains, the Zrika itself, if you don't have Basar and you don't have Chaylin, the fact that you have the Minchas Nesachim alone, that in itself is not going to do the job. It's not going to be able to do it. Don't think that the Minchas Nesachim is still called that the carbon is around and Rabbi Yeshua's din would not apply. Rabbi Yeshua's din does not apply in that case. We'll have to be Mamshim, but we have to have things to do here also.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.